على ربهم يتوكلون. وقال تعالى: وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا إما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: رضا الله في رضا الوالد وسخط الله في سخط الوالد، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله، صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Respected Ulama-i Kiram, elders and brothers, one of the names of this dunya is Darul Huquq. That is the abode and place of fulfilling rights and fulfilling responsibilities. Many people feel that this dunya is only a place for entertainment. It's a place to make money. It's a place to eat and drink and enjoy yourself. But in reality, this dunya is an abode of the tests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is a place wherein we need to fulfill responsibilities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attaches responsibilities to every individual. There are certain responsibilities that we need to fulfill towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And some responsibilities needs to be fulfilled towards the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hukukullah and hukukul ibad. And that is the reality of life. And to the extent that we will fulfill these responsibilities, Allah's help will come to us. When we fulfill the responsibilities with perfection, with completion, then Allah's help will also come entirely and completely towards us. But if we shirk in the responsibilities, then to that extent we will be deprived of Allah's rahmat and Allah's mercy. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest rights that we need to fulfill is the rights of our parents. If you look at an animal, you'll find animal when it reaches a point where it can fend for itself, what it does, it abandons its parents, it abandons its family, and it goes and lives its own life. This is because animals don't have values and animals don't have morals. But as human beings, and especially as being believers, we have a very high level of morals and we have a very high level of integrity. So that is why we cannot forget the past. A person cannot forget the favors that were done to him in the past. The rights of the parents. This is the greatest right that we need to fulfill. In fact, Hakim al-Umar rahmatullah alayhi, he mentioned, first your parents, then your ustad, and then your peer or your sheikh. People have, they have changed the order. For the peer, sahab, or the sheikh, you'll find 5 cars waiting for him now. This is a big hazrat. 5 cars are waiting for him, 10 cars are waiting for him. People are ready to take the peer anywhere or the sheikh anywhere. Which is obviously a good thing if it's a pious person, Allah wala, you can benefit from his company. But your parents come even before that. And then your ustad comes. And then third then comes your peer and your sheikh that you have to show him respect. So the rights of the parents are right on the top of the list. Every other love in this world has got some objective, it's got some gharaz, it's got some purpose behind it. relationships in this world, even a marital relationship, relationships between friends, it's based on some benefit, some purpose. If that purpose is not found, then you'll find that relationship will get weak also too, or that relationship will break. But the love of the parents is such a love and such a relationship that is generally not based on any purpose. It doesn't have any gharaz, it doesn't have any reason. The mother naturally will love her child. The father naturally will love his child. He will do everything to the best interest of his child. He will make dua for his child, whatever the situation be. So this is such a love that is a pure and pristine love. And that is why this is the relationship that the person needs to be most particular, that he doesn't want to sever this relationship, he doesn't want to break this relationship. Some years ago in Japan, there was an earthquake that had taken place. Normal story, after the earthquake, you get rescue teams going and looking for survivors. So this one rescue team came to this building and they found all the rubble. And then they digged into the rubble and they felt the body of someone, but it was cold. They realized the person is dead. So they need to worry now more about the people who are surviving. But the head of the team, for some reason, he says, you know what, I feel we need to just search here a little bit more. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills something to happen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the means for that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala works in mysterious ways. So again they went and they felt the body, but then they dug in a little bit more deep and they found that there's someone surviving, there is a baby. They made out that this very, very small hands, legs, etc. There's a baby that is here. So then they removed all the rubble. When they removed the rubble, then they seen that the mother, now imagine in that situation, earthquake now, who's every person worried about himself, in that situation what the mother did was, she crouched over the baby and she thought that whatever impact, whatever is going to fall, it'll fall on me, I'll die, but there's a chance of that baby surviving. And then she quickly also put a message on her phone, something to this effect that if you can survive, then you must survive. And the baby came out alive. But that is now the condition of the mother. The mother will even sacrifice her own life for the life of her child. So this is the muhabbat of the parents. And that is why there's such great emphasis that the Shariat had laid upon fulfilling the rights of the parents and respecting the parents. And unfortunately now, we are going through a time wherein people have forgotten their parents entirely. They have abandoned them. This Western culture has gripped our hearts. It has gripped our lives. We have come to a point where a person just goes and dumps his parents wherever he can dump them. Sometimes old people are passing away and nobody even knows that they passed away. Nobody knows. One day, 2 days later, the neighbor is noticing no movement. Then they alert the family to say this old person is here in this house and the old person passed away. Nobody even knows about it. So we have lost this respect. We have lost this morals that we have, this values as human beings. We had this values, this respect was such an important aspect of our deen. But unfortunately, we are losing it. The younger generation, they're you losing this respect. You even get instances of where people now need to go for holidays. So they got the old mother or the old father, they cannot take them. So they will actually admit them into the hospital for 1-2 weeks. Imagine now, under some pretext now, talk to the doctors, hey, we need to get some tests done, put the father or mother in the hospital, 1-2 weeks, let them be there, they know someone will be looking after them, the nurses will be taking care of them, this man is gone for his holiday, and he comes back. So this is unfortunately the situation that we are in now. A few weeks ago, one alim happened to go to a hospital. So he went to see some relative of his, but while he was there, some old lady was calling for him. She sent a message with someone or somehow the other, she signaled him to come there. So he goes to see what's the lady's problem. So she's telling him that, you know, son, I, alhamdulillah, I'm in a private hospital, so I've got good care, but there's no visitors. Nobody, remember, you know how many people are like that? There's thousands of those old people now that are living their lives all alone. Why? Because we are so influenced with the Western culture that every man for himself. Every man for himself, every man worries about himself. No one is worried about their parents anymore. Imagine that mother brought up sometimes 10 children, 15 children. Those days, people should have so many children. No birth control. So she brought up so many children, 10 children. The mother brought up herself. But now 10 children can't look after her also. 5 children too can't look after the mother anymore. Why? Because every person is only concerned about his own interest. He's only concerned about his own life. He's only worried about his life. He's worried about his family. But remember, what goes around comes around. And as you do, so shall you reap. Remember, one person was once kicking his father out of the house. Allah protect us, but these things happen. The man got frustrated, whatever. He told his father, get out of the house. But while the father was going, he took one shawl or blanket or something. Take this here, it's cold, you may need it. So what the father did, he cut the thing in 2 pieces. He gave him 1 piece back. And he took the 1 piece. So said, what is this? He says, this is for the day when your children will kick you out of the house. This is coming. This remember, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's system. JC karni, waisi barni. As you do, so shall you reap. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's system. Remember, certain people that were very good to their parents and very obedient and very respectful, and they took good care and they made khidmat of their parents. Allah bless them in this dunya also. A lot of people like that. I can show you people that because of the khidmat that they made and because they were so kind and compassionate to their parents and made the parents the priority of their lives, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened this dunya for them. Now you see that man, he's got so much of barakat, so much of blessing, so much of happiness. Did you see what he did? You don't want to do that. You're thinking now you'll get some degree, or you'll get some qualification, or you'll get some job. Don't be deceived with all this thing here. You know, people got this in their head now. I will study. I will be so highly qualified. And I'll get barakat. I'll send my child to the university. Rosie is something else. I say, one of our ustads mentioned this incident. One person, 2 people were studying together at high school or university, whatever it was. One was a complete dropout. Complete. He had absolutely no, like, you know, couldn't understand anything. To such an extent, I think they even gave him the questions for the paper, but he still failed the paper. The other one was an A student. Very good, like, A. Many years passed now, many, many years, 20, 30 years later on, both these students had to meet up in a dawat, some dawats, must have been some invitation, whatever it was, and they got both met up. So they're speaking to one another. So the one that was very, very brilliant, the A student now, topping the whole class, he asked him now how things are faring with you. He said, no, I've got my own firm now, I've got my own company, and this is what I'm doing. I'm an accountant, whatever his profession was. So the other person was a complete failure. He told him, I got 10 people like you working under me. 10 people like you, my business is so big now, I needed 10 people like you. Out of this man was a failure. But Rosie doesn't have to do anything with all that. This is all deception, you know, we deceived. If Rosie was something that was linked to your education, all animals would have died of starvation. All animals. Because what education they got? What intellect do they have? So Rosie is something else. But what I'm showing you is that this barakat in your life will come now with that respect. It will come now with that khidmat. That you serving your parents, you're making their khidmat. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you barakat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open up the way for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you children then to take care of you. Because remember, we're also going to go to that phase. As our parents are reaching old age, we're also going to reach that point of old age. Now this ayat that I recited now from Surah Bani Israel, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. That Allah Ta'ala has ordained that you worship none other than Him and you show kindness to your parents. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first. He's talking about worshipping Him alone. It's so important now to worship Allah alone and not ascribe any partners. But after that, Allah ta'ala is showing you that show kindness to your parents. Now look at the words of the Quran Sharif also. Allah ta'ala is not just telling you fulfill their rights. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not just telling you to give them what's due, but He's telling you, no, you show kindness to them. You got to go the extra mile. You got to make their khidmat. You know, Muhammad ibn al-Munkadir rahmatullah alayhi was such a great buzurg, such a great saint. Whole night he'll spend pressing the feet of his mother. Mother must have been sick, old, whatever the situation be. So the whole night, he says, my brother spends the whole night in namaz. And I spend the whole night in pressing the feet of my mother. I don't want to do a swap with him. I don't want to give him my rewards. He can keep his namaz. Never mind, you did your namaz. You get your reward for namaz. That reward that I am getting. Now this is such a great man. What a great imam of his time. So many karamats. And you know, Allah Ta'ala blessed him with such miracles. But now when you're seeing that lofty stages that the man reached, but are you seeing the level of khidmat and service that he rendered to his parents? One buzurg mother passed away, crying profusely. Someone came to tell him, Hazrat, the time is up now. You know, life and death is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, no, I'm not crying because my mother passed away. I'm crying because the doors of my dua are closed. That every day this mother was waking up tahajjud times making dua for me. Maybe that's the dua that is carrying me through my life. That is the dua that things are just working out for me now. Now I'm thinking how things are working out for me. I'm thinking it's my achievement. I'm thinking that this is my acumen, my intellect, my no, that duas. So these people, they understood the value of duas. And then the duas of the parents. One is a dua of any believer is something that you cannot attach a price to. You know, if someone tells you Jazakallah, that's like the best gift he can give you. He's telling you Jazakallah. We'll say, bye, don't worry about it, or you know, don't even mention. No, Jazakallah, you must say Ameen. The man is thanked, he's making dua for you. That dua maybe will carry you through the different challenges of your life. So these people, they understood. So this buzurg said that I'm crying now because the doors of my dua have been closed. This dua my mother was making for me every day, now that is closed. Now I'm deprived of that dua. On a lighter note, there was another person now that his father passed away, so he was cool and calm about it. He wasn't crying so much. Mother passed away, then too, the man is all right. He's not too emotional. Wife passed away, he's crying. Continuously he's crying. Wait, what's the story? Father passed away, you were okay. Mother passed away, you're fine. Wife passed away, he said, no, you never understood the whole thing. When my father passed away, people came to meet me, the old men of the town, family members, they all told me, son, your father is not here. From now onwards, we your father. We are like your father for you. Whatever you need, you come to us. Mother passed away, all the old ladies also, they also told me the same thing, that we will be your mother now. Wife passed away, no one is volunteering, no one is coming forward. So that is why he said that that's why I'm crying now, because there's no other options I've got here. But anyway, this is the reality. Remember, respect of the parents is a very great ibadat. It's a very, very great ibadat, and it's a means of greater than jihad also. Just looking at your parents with rahmat and mercy, you'll get the sawab of accepted hajj. Just looking at them with compassion. So this is such a great ibadat that a person needs to be very, very particular that he takes maximum benefit. He earns their duas, he makes their khidmat. I was just mentioning that incident, I digress from it. Then Mawlana went to the hospital. So the old lady is telling him that I'm getting good care here, but no one coming to visit me. Old lady is saying, no one coming to visit me. So read one Yasin and make some dua. So Alhamdulillah, Mawlana read Yasin, he made some dua. The old lady got happy. So next day he told his wife, you know what, next few days we're going to come here maybe to visit the family. Let's make it a point of visiting this old lady. So 2 or 3 days he came consecutively, brought his wife, asked the lady if she needs anything, if she wants to eat anything, whatever it is. Then he says it was the 3rd or 4th day that he came, and then she wasn't there. Then they told him she passed away. So this is how people are living alone and a passing away alone. Unfortunately, this is what this Western culture has done to us. This modernism, we have come with this modern lifestyle that all people are living their own lives also. They're passing away also all alone. Nobody knows anything. Nobody cares. Life continues. But what happens? Remember, those people were deprived. Those children were deprived. Those family members were deprived. If it's not your parents also, but someone old in your family, aunt or, you know, your granny, or it's someone that you know, acquaintance, make it a point of taking care of these people. Go the extra mile to look after them. Go and get their du'as, make their khidmat. Yes, in old age, it's normal that they will become a bit sensitive. And they will sometimes, for small things, will start fussing. Start fussing and making a noise and shouting. But you have to tolerate all of that. You have to tolerate, because this is like a second childhood. How you tolerate your child? What you going to do? Your child is fussing. How many children now they're throwing tantrums? Child is getting angry, throwing tantrums. Child now, never mind now. They'll grow out of it. So the old person also, you're going to have to learn how to deal with it. You're going to have to learn how to cope with it. I'll just conclude with this last incident. You know, this, some of these Hakims were quite intelligent people in the past. Old person came, got this sickness. Knees are paining, old age. Lower back is paining, old age. Head is paining, all different complications. This old man got frustrated. And sometimes you see old people getting frustrated. Sometimes it happens in the masjid also. It happens in the parking lot also. So you, how you behave, that's a very important thing. So he clouted the Hakim. The Hakim is still very, very cool and calm and composed. This too is old age, brother. That's it. That your behavior also is also old age. So when old people will behave in a certain manner, the younger people need to learn how to tolerate this. This man is old now. Small things are going to anger him. Small things are going to irritate him. Just overlook it. We're going to also go through that phase. We don't know what will be our condition. We don't know what will be our situation. We may be worse than that. So we don't know what's going to be. We will want people to tolerate us also. We will want our family to tolerate us also. In this manner, we learn to tolerate and we take their du'as and we take their blessings. And remember, this is our jannat. Your parents are your jannat. Parents are gone from the dunya. Make dua for them every day. After every namaz. Rabbi irhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. Make dua for them. Visit their qabr also frequently. Their family and their friends. Keep up the relationship. Not that my father is gone now. I broke all ties with his family. No. Still keep up. This is part of the rights of that father. He's gone from the dunya. But still you have to fulfill his rights. May Allah grant us the true understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana.